Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome, everybody. Bob Stauffer joining you with Oilers Now, live from the Saddle Dome in Calgary. Oilers Now brought to you by our friends of World of Spas. Aching after a long day, World of Spas offers tubs designed with your relief in mind. Rest, recover, and relax with World of Spas, Alberta's number one swim spa dealer. Visit worldofspas.com. You can text us on the Ashley 5 Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted. 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, open Monday to Saturday. We are going to head off to the River Cree Resort Casino Hot Line 780-496-0063. The River Cree Resort Casino excitement. Bet on it as we hook up with Sportsnet color analyst Louis DeBrusque for GCL Diesel, providing service, genuine diesel parts, and turbochargers at great prices for over 50 years. Visit GCLDiesel.com. Hello, Louis. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. Doing well. How are you doing? How's the Saddle Dome?
Well, considering I've been in it for all of, we got here at 4:52. So I've been in it now for 14 minutes. And look, you know what? It looks a little tired, to be honest with you. It's one of the older buildings in the league. They need a new building here, and apparently Danielle Smith's going to give them $300 million to help get that built. So that's a good thing, because that means obviously we're going to get $300 million downtown Edmonton as well to help out. So there you go.
It's still one of those buildings for me. The fact that it's one of the few, well, the only one really remaining from when I first jumped into the league in that regard, being the original building that I played in. All the new buildings in the National Hockey League now, it still has that feel, that old kind of barn, which makes it kind of special to me still. But, yeah, no question. It would be great to get a new building in Calgary. It's going to happen. It will happen. And they deserve it.
All right, so let's do this, Louis. You know, a very different, and I'm going to, I know Brendan's already addressed the lineup, but the Oilers are going to roll. None of their top six forwards are going to play. It's going to be Peterson with Fogle and Derek Ryan, Malone with Holloway and Lavoie, Hamlin with Kajula and Borgo, McCaig with Savoy and Griffith. And I think in particular, we are going to be looking at Raphael Lavoie along with Xavier Borgo and Dylan Holloway. You know, Holloway, the 14th overall pick in 20, Borgo, the 22nd overall pick in 21, and Lavoie, the 38th pick overall in 2019. Those are sort of the guys I think that we're hoping to see some offensive generation from all three of those guys. I think we both have Holloway on the team, Louis, but how important is it for guys like Raphael Lavoie and Xavier Borgo to put their best foot forward here against a very good Calgary team that's expected to dress minimum 13 of their regulars for the upcoming season?
Yeah, it looks like they're going to go a heavy veteran squad, and rightfully so. But I think in these situations, Bob, when you have a young team that's going up against a veteran team, it's an opportunity to shine. It's an opportunity to show that you can separate yourself from the group. And I think that's the attitude that Lavoie, Borgo, Holloway, anybody in that position right now that's trying to make a name for themselves and trying to separate themselves from the pack and show the coaching staff and the management group that they deserve a chance to maybe start with the Edmonton Oilers. There's not a whole lot of spots. There's no question about that. I know Ernie, Sutter are on PTOs, and we'll see where those go. But for Lane Peterson as well, it's an important game for him stepping in there, showing that he can separate from the group as well against a veteran squad. It's not another rookie squad that's coming out there of guys that potentially aren't going to make the Calgary Flames. There's a lot of guys that 100% are going to be there, and it's going to be a tough night tonight. But you have to buckle down, similar to what Vancouver, I thought, did to Edmonton the other night. They came in, played a stingy game. Edmonton limited to very minimal shots, except with the exception of the third period. But Vancouver played a tight game. They came in there, they played a structured tight game where they knew they were up against more of a powerhouse of the lineup. And I think it'll be the same for Edmonton tonight in Calgary. They have to go in there and make sure that they're paying attention to detail and look at it as a challenge. I wouldn't look at it as, oh, here we go, we're going up against a veteran team. I've been in these games. You know, over the course of my career when I would play exhibition games, sometimes you just get up against a very veteran squad. And you know what? You put your best foot forward, go out there and show what you can do, and that's what a few guys are trying to do tonight.
We're joined by Louis DeBrusque for GCL Diesel. Bob Stauffer joining you along with Brendan Escott, Derek Scott. This is Oilers Now live from the Saddle Dome. Reed Wilkins coming up with the City Ford Faceoff Show at 5:35. For the Flames, Lindholm with Huberto and Sharon Govich, Kadri with Dubé and Coronado. Backlund, who's just named the captain, signing a two-year extension, 2 years at $4.5 million with Blake Coleman and Walker Duehr. Coronado and Duehr, we're told, are going to make this team. Hanifin and Anderson on defense. Osterle, the former Oiler, with Tanev, and then Poirier with Solovayev, who I think I mispronounced his name 18 times last season. Dan Vladar starts in goal. And speaking of starting in goal, Jack Campbell for the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah.
He did go 21-9-4 last year, but he only had an 88 save percentage, a career 910. He needs a bounce-back campaign, Louis, doesn't he?
No question, and I think he said the same thing. He understands it. I think his head's in a good space right now. He's put the work in. He's coming to camp. He's getting his opportunity here to start, you know, building on his work that he's done in the off season. And yeah, no question, he wants to come in and solidify that position and fight with Stuart Skinner for the starting role. I think ideally you have both guys going and playing well. That's a great situation to have. You can use both guys. You don't have to overtax any of them, and I think that's what they would like to have happen. But for Jack Campbell, he's got to come in and show that he can do it. He's got to come in and prove that he can do it. And I think you look around the league, and a lot of times when guys come into a different organization for that first year, there's a little bit of an adjustment, a little bit of a switch, different place, different building, different players in front of you, especially in the goaltending position. I look at, you know, Allmark in Boston winning the Vezina last year. His first year wasn't the greatest necessarily, but he turned it around. That team played well in front of him, and he made the saves when he needed to, ended up winning the Vezina. So I think Jack Campbell's looking for a similar situation where he feels more comfortable, he comes in more ready, and this will be a good test for him against a veteran squad.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, I want to ask you about a specific player that's going to play tonight, Warren Fogle. Ironically enough, he played in this preseason game last year against Calgary. Calgary had an uber-tough lineup dressed. I felt they took some liberties on the Oilers in that game. Now, we should mention that Gallant is down already. He's been assigned to the American Hockey League. So is Mitch McLean. You remember him running around in preseason last year.
Scrappy
guy. Klapka's not going to play tonight. Another big, rangy, hard-nosed, tough guy. Like, they had a lot of toughness. They don't have quite the same. Walker Duehr, the baggage smasher, was running around, too. They don't have Zadorov going, but, you know, I it's interesting with Fogle because, to me, he's a swing guy for the Oilers. He's at 2.75 cap hit. If they need something, he very well, you know, he's got 12 and 13 goals, Louis, the last 2 years. That's hard to do when you don't play on the power play, you know, to get double-digit goals. He's playing for a contract, but if it's a quiet year from him, it's not going to be a quiet trade deadline. That's my guess. Your thoughts?
And, you know, I think more emphasis is put on him because of his price tag in the bottom six, too. You know, that 2.75. It's the only reason we talked about him. I know we talked about him as being one of the players at the start of the offseason that potentially could be moved because of that contract. When you're trying to free up space and you start to become a contender like Edmonton is and challenge every year, and people look at them as a team that, if they get on the right role at the right time, they can do damage, which we've seen. They went to the conference final 2 years ago, lost to the Stanley Cup champions last year. So Here's the thing. I will tell you that in the bottom six, and you and I have had this discussion at length many times, I don't think they're gritty enough. That's personally what I believe. I think that when you look at their bottom six, it's not the type of bottom six that can go out there and necessarily change momentum with physicality the way it is right now. But, you know, why? That's the reason why an Adam Ernie gets a professional tryout and comes in. And I think he's looked okay. I think he's done what he is going to do. He's a pretty big, solid kid that's not afraid to finish the check. He's in the lane, blocking shots. Like he's going to play that type of a game. Brandon Sutter, lanky, rangy, not necessarily an overly physical guy, but a mature veteran guy that can weather storms. He can go in there. You're not going to push him around. Which, you know, Matthias Janmark gives you a little bit of that. Fogle's another guy, though, they're going to depend on to be that physical element. Now, I know it's not necessarily, you know, his resume saying that he's that big physical guy, but he has the ability to. He's a big human being. He can skate. He can get there. He can finish checks. And I think that's all that anybody's asking him to do. And if he does that, he's not going to have any problems. When he starts to turn away from checks, starts to swing looking for stick checks, that's when he's probably going to get looked at in a different way and say, hey, you have to play a certain way in order to give that energy in the bottom six and potentially maybe get a jump up into the top six if there's injuries. Because I think he also has that capability. He did it in Carolina, certainly when he played with Svechnikov and Aho. So there's no question he's played with better players in his career. He's capable of doing that. This is a deeper team, though, now with Connor Brown coming on board. That top six for me is set in stone. Like, it's not even, sorry, you're not budging into that. Unless it really goes wrong at the start of the year and Jay Woodcroft feels like he has to shuffle some things around. But for Warren, I think that's kind of one of the things for him. He needs to learn how to be this player. And that's a change when it's not necessarily, doesn't come natural to you to play that way. It takes motivation. It takes you psyching yourself up every night, going out there and just being ready to be physical and take the reins when you can. So he's going to be a veteran player out there in this game. So I think this should be a comfortable game for him where he goes out there understanding he's a veteran guy here. Go out there, be a physical player, you know, win your battles in the corners, and he won't have any problems.
When he's doing that, he gets a lot of chances.
Kulak 6'2", CC 6'4", Peter 6'4", Desjardins 6'7", Niemelainen 6'5", Kemp 6'3". I know that Jack and you were talking a bit about Niemelainen and Kemp the other night. The guy I want to just, it's an interesting story. The Oilers have roughly 40 players left in training camp, okay, or in preseason on their roster. The only one that does not have either an NHL contract or a PTO is Alex Peters. Last year, Louis, he had 8 goals, 19 points, and 49 games in Bakersfield and was plus 11. He is 6'4" and 220 pounds. He fought the Gallant that plays for the Wranglers. Hard-nosed, tough fighter. He also took care of business against Adam Klapka last year. To me, this is interesting that a guy like that's playing 4 games into preseason and he doesn't have an NHL deal, Louis.
Well, I mean, that's a good sign, though, isn't it? And I think that's one of the things we just talked about, that maybe they're not going to have that grit in the bottom six necessarily, but they'll have a real risk physical defense. And I think if you look at the guys that are remaining, Peters, Desjardins, Nurse, at home. I mean, the list goes on. That's a big back end. That's a big defense core that can play a certain way. You have to have it somewhere. And I'm not saying they don't have it throughout their lineup. They certainly do. Darnell's always going to be one of those guys. He was physical the other night when he thought, you know, some guys were taking some liberties on Draisaitl. He stepped up. Niemelainen is also in the organization. Desjardins. Evander Kane's another guy that steps up. Draisaitl himself can handle himself in any situation. So I'm just saying that from your prototypical bottom six, there's usually a little bit of meat and muscle in that bottom six that kind of secures that for you. It's one of the things that I've noticed going into camp that they're probably going to be lacking a little bit of. So maybe they're going to try and add a little bit more on the back end for a guy like Peters. It's an opportunity to show again. I mean, Phil Kemp, too, is another guy for me. Bob, you and I talked about him. I think there's an upside there. I think he's a guy that does things solid. I think he does things well. And, you know, down the road, I don't see any reason why he can't get an opportunity, too.
Well, I still think it's part of the game, Louis. Look no better than what happened with Vegas. Hayden Hodgson, who you know you and me talked about 2 years ago as being a guy maybe Edmonton should target. And Hayden Hodgson absolutely crushed Mark Stone with a hit. And what was the response of the Vegas Golden Knights?
The entire
team dogpiled him. And, you know, that is part of Vegas's identity. I think you would agree on that.
Well, look at the Stanley Cup champions in the last few years. The Tampa Bay Lightning went out and got tougher and bigger and stronger and won two Stanley Cups and went to a third final. You know, I mean, it's not a secret. When we get to playoff hockey, it's a grind. And every single player will attest to it. I know Leon Draisaitl mentioned it in his conversation with Jeff Merrick and Elliot Friedman on 32 Thoughts. It's a different animal in the playoffs. They know that. They want to hit the playoffs peaking. They want to hit the playoffs healthy. And the way you do that through the regular season is having the players that can play that way and take some of the pressure off a player like Evander Kane. Take a little bit of the pressure off Leon Draisaitl having to answer the bell himself all the time and go out there and be that chippy guy, which, don't get me wrong, I think it gets Leon into the game, too. I mean, anytime you see Leon swinging a stick the way he was early on there, I think that, you know, you can just tell he's agitating. That for whatever reason, I always feel it brings the best out in his game. I think there's some times, obviously, that he'd like to have back where he maybe was a little undisciplined, but I just think he's a little bit like a Ginla that way. I know Jerome Ginla was a player that when he wasn't playing well or he wasn't feeling it or he just wasn't getting things done, he would go out there and just, you know, he'd try and get in a fight. And it wasn't because he was, you know, thinking I'm the toughest guy in the world. He knew that he needed to get himself into that situation. He knew that he needed to get himself mentally and physically into the game somehow because things weren't going well. I think Leon has some of that in him. So you have to give him a little bit of that because that's how he gets himself into the game. In that first period also, I saw Connor McDavid running around, and we saw some of that later in the year and in the playoffs where those two guys especially sometimes had to be the catalyst for changing the complexion of the game with their physicality. And I know that sounds crazy to say, but both of them are veteran players now that understand that people will follow them. And I think with being a leader, that comes with that, and I think both of them understand that.
Bottom line, Louis, are the Edmonton Oilers going to miss Clem Costin?
Yeah. Absolutely, I think they will. I think they wanted to get him signed. Obviously, it didn't happen, but he was a player that you and I talked about a lot this summer. I think he brings that dimension. He also brings the dimension where he drew penalties of the strength on the puck, so it'll be interesting to see how he does in Detroit. But, yeah, he was a guy that you and I both liked, and he brought that element. So who's going to fill that hole? He was the toughest guy in the forward group. I mean, Evander Kane will probably have something to say about that. He'd probably say, hey, wait a second. But, I mean, listen, he was fighting the big boys. He was looked at to fight a little bit more, looked at to take care of business. And I think Clem did a wonderful job of doing that, by the way. Not easy to do, and he never backed down from anybody. He was a little bit – he's an old-school tough. He really is. But he could also play. That was the most important thing. He was a great skater, had a great wicked wrister that we saw score some big goals in the playoffs and down the stretch. Sad to see him go. I think he had a real following here in Edmonton. That's just the nature of the beast. That's business. But who's going to pick up that slack is the big question.
Final one for you. So the team plays tonight. They fly back to Edmonton tonight. Tomorrow, fly into Vancouver. A little bit earlier flight tomorrow, by the way. Then they play the Canucks tomorrow night. And then afterwards, fly from Vancouver into Seattle. They'll have a team function on Sunday, sort of a team bonding thing. And then they got the Monday preseason game. And we're going to have a very different looking lineup tomorrow night than we got tonight. But just a thought on doing a little bit of bonding during preseason.
I think it's great. I think anytime you can get the team together, it's a good thing to do. And these guys like being around each other. You can tell it's a real tight-knit group, you know, led by their leaders and the older players in the team. I think, you know, Nugent Hopkins has always been one of those guys that, you know, he gets along with everybody. He really does. I just think it's a great element to have for a team. It's necessary. I think it has to be that way because the tighter you are as a team and the more you want to play hard for each other, the harder you will play for each other and the more you'll stick up for each other, which is an amazing quality to have for a team, and I think it's a necessary quality to have if you want to win. So I think any type of bonding is great. I think also going to the East early on, going to Nashville, going to Philadelphia, you know, getting a couple games, you know, right away on the road to kind of just settle in and bond more as a team. I've always felt that that's a good thing, and it never hurts.
Louis, great stuff. Thank you for making time for us tonight.
Absolutely, bud. Sorry about that yesterday, bud. Getting used to new time.
You're not the only one. Thanks, my man.
All right. Take care, bud.
Yvette, that is Louis DeBrusque making an appearance weekly here on Oilers Now for our friends at GCL Diesel. And speaking of GCL Diesel, they provide service, genuine diesel parts, and turbochargers at great prices. For over 50 years, visit GCLDiesel.com. And I want to mention Gio Royal Pizza, Pizza Pass, and so much more. You can get their new Canadian Club sandwich with chicken, ham, bacon, ranch, lettuce, and tomato. Royal Pizza, 14 locations in Edmonton to serve you at Royal Pizza. The staff recommendations, the Mediterranean chicken. When we come back, this day in Oilers history for New West Travel. Over 200 years worth of experience. It's James H. Brown, injury lawyers. It's just simple. They're the best. They do the best job to get you the best results. They bring you the injury report and not yet seeing preseason action, but expected to be there to start the regular season will be Matthias Ekholm, as well as the fleet-footed one, Ryan McLeod. As we head into this day in Oilers history for New West Travel, join the three-night Montreal roadie with a private suite. This is how well it's gone. Originally, it was for 40 people in private suite. We've now secured another suite. Private suite, the Oilers and the Habs on a Saturday night. Reach out to newwesttravel.com. Brendan Escott's back in the 630 Chad Studios. What do you got, Brendan?
Hello, sorry, Bob.
Oh, hi.
I've got a me in there, too. There we go, Derek. Thank you. So, 2009, Rob Shrempe is claimed off waivers by the New York Islanders after being selected 25th overall by Edmonton in 2004 out of that London Knights program following a 145-point season in junior. He appeared in just 7 games with the Oilers over 3 seasons, Bob, never scoring a goal.
Brendan, great job. Thanks for carrying the first hour. We will tell you that I will be live from Seattle with Oilers Now on Monday, but in the meantime and in between time, we got a pair of games tonight in Calgary, Saturday night against the Vancouver Canucks. Up next, the City Ford Face-Off Show gets you set up. The Oilers and the Flames, 7 p.m. puck drop from the Saddle Dome. We will head off to a global news, weather, and traffic update with Eileen Bell, back with Reed Wilkins.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.